Plymouth School was a relatively small affair, and they did have at that time, I remember, visiting faculty that came in, and I think the reason for that was that it gave some variety to the teaching, because at that time the staff of the university was very small.
That was Dr. Arnold Greitz, professor of education, who will retire from the University of Alaska Fairbanks at the end of the first summer school session. And I'm Karen Sedgill, director of public affairs, with this week's edition of University Focus. Dr. Greitz has been involved in summer school at UAF both as a student and a faculty member. The first summer school was held in 1947, but didn't become a regular program until 1950. Arnold Greitz attended school here in the summer of 1954 when the Bureau of Indian Affairs conducted a special session for BIA teachers and their families. The so-called Tent City was arranged by Laura Jones, who later became the registrar for the university.
She actually arranged to set up a series of tents, or a kind of an encampment tents, where the physical plant is below the hill here. And we lived there for a period, I think it must have been 4 weeks or maybe even longer now, I forget. And during that time, of course, there were primitive kind of arrangements. There were quilted huts or in tents, and they had outdoor toilets and everything. And we, of course, committed to up the hill, walking to school, and the women took care of the kids. I think one of my most important recollections, besides the personal experiences of finally having to take the tents up at the end of the summer session, working for a day at hard labor, putting them on trucks and hauling them away. Separate from that, I found it rather interesting. The university was small, and you know, the old the mail building was still up, and the old wooden rickety building. Allison building, oddly enough, most of it was there at that time. But the library was on the upper part of the old gym, which was the old museum, you know. And it was just unbelievable when I looked in retrospect now, where there were a small room with a limited number of shelves, and of course the noise from the gym coming down from below, but there just wasn't a library. There just weren't any books. And of course the books are the heart of the university. And now when I think of our library and its tremendous collection and its connection with the computer service, we really do have an outstanding summer school.
Dr. Greitz joined the UAF faculty in 1960, and he's had an opportunity to be involved in summer school here nearly each year. While the focus has not changed substantially, according to Greitz, the summer session has taken on new dimensions.
I can't help being impressed with the quality of the summer school, not just the library, but certainly that's a significant one, but also the spread of faculty. The function of the summer session is still to serve teachers, but now we have the broader faculty teaching courses in biology and history and so forth. And frankly, with the dorms and the living facilities and the climate of the interior, it is just a delight to see people come up here and actually have rigorous learning, and also to enjoy the climate and things to do.
The formation of the new campuses around the state has had an impact on the UAF. Dr. Greitz notes that whereas the previous emphases were on the urban teachers and courses geared for the teacher in Fairbanks or Anchorage, a shift is occurring.
But strangely enough, at the present time, and it's probably because the emphasis for the Fairbanks campus has been on the rural, and we have the Center for Cross-Cultural Studies, that more and more we're getting rural teachers, like in the enrollment in these courses now, it's coming to half and half and that sort of thing. Fairbanks teachers still rely on it heavily, though, for their work, but we are getting more rural.
CBCC's summer classes for children permit rural teachers to bring their family to Fairbanks. The university named Greitz Professor of Education Emeritus at the May UAF commencement. He is working on another children's book that says he will miss summer school in particular.
It's hard to explain, but summer school teaching is always a more interesting kind of situation. During the year, the undergraduate in education, we're always teaching something which is so theoretical to them because they haven't been in the situation. Then you get these teachers that come in and they're experienced. They're willing to work hard and to study some more because they know they need some more to back them up, but they're all so willing to share with each other, so that I find in my teaching that students learn more from each other than they do from me. But I find it tremendously satisfying because I still have a role to play And frankly, I'll miss it. And I don't know, maybe from time to time I can still get in a few weeks or so. But I say that's the one thing I recognize, that these mature people come searching for something, and if you give them a structure, they'll take it away and leave satisfied, and of course that which makes the teacher satisfied.
Summer school began Tuesday of this week, and the first session lasts until June 27th. On Wednesday at noon on the lawn of the Rasmussen Library, Jim Movius will discuss a history of speedboat racing in Alaska. That evening at 8, syndicated columnist Jack Dumont will lecture on the presidential race and Alaska's image in Washington, D.C. The second annual Midnight Sun Writers Conference starts Sunday and continues through the week on campus. And it's not too late to register for the High School Fine Arts Summer Camp that is organized by the UAF Music Department. On the 19th, you are invited to hear Dr. Don Defoe lecture on the history of education in Alaska at 9 a.m. in Seibel Auditorium. I'm Karen Sedgell, and this has been University Focus from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where education and research face tomorrow today.
University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office at KUAC-FM.